Wealth file number 6. Rich people admire other rich and successful people. Poor people resent rich and successful people. It's amazing to witness the resentment and even outright anger that many poor people have towards the rich, as if they believe that rich people make them poor. Yep, that's right. Rich people took all the money, so there's none left for me. Of course, this is perfect victim talk. I want to tell you a story, not to complain, but simply to relate a real-world experience I had with this principle. In the old days, when I was, say, financially challenged, I used to drive a clunker. Changing lanes in traffic was never a problem. Almost everybody would let me in. But when I got rich and bought a gorgeous new black Jaguar, I couldn't help but notice how things had changed. All of a sudden, I started getting cut off and sometimes even given the finger for added measure. I even got things thrown at me, all for one reason. I drove a Jag. One day, I was driving through a lower-end neighborhood in San Diego, delivering turkeys for a charity at Christmas time. I had the sunroof open, and I noticed four grimy guys perched in the back of a pickup truck behind me. Out of nowhere, they started playing basketball with my car by attempting to shoot beer cans into my open sunroof. 5 dents and several deep scratches later, they passed me screaming, "You rich bastard!" Of course, I figured this to be an isolated incident, until just 2 weeks later, in a different lower-end neighborhood, I parked my car in the street and returned to it less than 10 minutes later, only to discover that the entire side of my car had been keyed. The next time I went to that area of town, I rented a Ford Escort, and amazingly, I didn't have a single problem. I'm not implying that poor neighborhoods have bad people, but in my experience, they sure seem to have plenty of folks who resent the rich. Who knows? Maybe it's some kind of chicken and egg thing. Is it because they're broke that they resent the rich, or because they resent rich people that they're broke? As far as I'm concerned, who cares? It's all the same. They're still poor. It's easy to talk about not resenting the rich, but depending on your mood, falling into the trap can happen to anyone, even me. Recently, I was eating dinner in my hotel room about an hour before going on stage to teach an evening session of the Millionaire Mind seminar. I turned on the tube to check out the sports scores and found that Oprah was on. Although I'm not a big fan of television, I love Oprah. That woman has affected more people in a positive way than almost anyone else on the planet, and consequently, she deserves every penny she's got and more. Meanwhile, she's interviewing actress Halle Berry. They're discussing how Halle has just received one of the largest film contracts in history for a female actor, $20 million. Halle then says that she doesn't care about the money, that she's fought for this humongous contract to blaze a trail for other women to follow. I heard myself say skeptically, "Yeah, right. Do you think me and everyone else watching this show is an idiot? You should take a hunk of that dough and give your public relations agent a raise. That's the best soundbite writing I've ever heard." The moment I felt that negative energy run through me, my observation alarms went off. And as I've trained myself to do, I immediately neutralized the negativity in my mind. You know, you don't have to be perfect to get rich. But you do need to recognize when your thinking isn't empowering to yourself or others, and then quickly refocus on more supportive thoughts. When I moved to San Diego, we moved into a home in one of the richest parts of town. We loved the beauty of the home and the area, but I had some trepidation because I didn't know anyone and felt I didn't fit in yet. My plan was to stay low-key and not mix much with these rich snobs. As the universe would have it, however, my kids, who were 5 and 7 years old at the time, made friends with the other kids in the neighborhood, and pretty soon I was driving them to these mansions to drop them off to play. I remember knocking on a stunningly carved wooden door that was at least 20 feet high. The mom opened it up, and with the friendliest voice I'd ever heard, she said, "Harv, it's so great to meet you. Come on in." I was a bit bewildered as she poured me some iced tea and got me a bowl of fruit. "What's the catch?" my skeptical mind kept wanting to know. Then her husband came in from playing with the kids in the pool. He was even friendlier. "Harv, we're so happy to have you in the neighborhood. You have to come to our barbecue tonight with the rest of your family. We'll introduce you to everybody, and we're not taking no for an answer. By the way, do you golf? I'm playing at the club tomorrow. Why don't you come as my guest?" By now, I was in shock. What happened to the snobs I was sure I was going to meet? I left and went back home to tell my wife we were going to the barbecue. We went and that evening met some of the warmest, kindest, generous, most loving people of our lives. At one point, the conversation shifted to a charity drive that one of the guests was heading up. One after another, the checkbooks came out. I couldn't believe it. I was actually watching a lineup to give this woman money. But each check came with a catch. The agreement was that there would be reciprocity and that the woman would support the charity the donor was involved in. That's right, to a T. Every person there either headed up or was a major player in a charity. Needless to say, my old conditioned belief that rich people were greedy snobs dissipated in the light of reality. Now I know the opposite to be true. In my experience, the richest people I know are the nicest people I know. They are also the most generous. Not to say that people who aren't rich aren't nice or generous, but I can safely say the idea that all rich people are somehow bad is nothing more than ignorance. The fact is, resenting the rich is one of the surest ways to stay broke. We're creatures of habit, and to overcome this or any other habit, we need to practice. So, instead of resenting rich people, I want you to practice admiring rich people. I want you to practice blessing rich people. And I want you to practice loving rich people. That way, unconsciously, you know that when you become rich, other people will admire you, bless you, and love you, instead of resent the heck out of you. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, I admire rich people. I bless rich people. I love rich people. And I'm going to be one of those rich people too. Go ahead and touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Practice the HUNA philosophy, bless that which you want. Drive around or buy magazines. Look at beautiful homes, gorgeous cars, and read about successful businesses. Whatever you see that you like, bless it, and bless the owners or the people involved. 2. Write and send a short letter or email to someone you know of, not necessarily personally, who is highly successful in any arena, letting them know how much you admire and honor them for their achievements.